Rise and shine, it's a brand new day. Get ready, tackle the world in your own special way. We're here to talk politics, but don't you fret. Gonna keep it fun and light, no room for regret.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Washington Watch. Before we dive into today's political headlines, I want to take a quick moment to thank our amazing listeners. You're the reason we can keep bringing you these daily updates on what's happening in D.C. The truth is, independent journalism like ours doesn't run on magic. It takes resources, research, and a whole lot of coffee. If you find value in what we do and want to see Washington Watch continue delivering the political news you crave, consider making a donation. Even a small contribution goes a long way in keeping us on the air.
Welcome to Washington Watch. I'm your host, Heather, bringing you daily analysis on the latest in U.S. politics. Today, we're discussing a significant shift within the GOP that signals an ominous turn, according to election law expert Mark. Recently, Mark noted a worrying change on Twitter, which we have to discuss. A right-wing lawsuit in Arizona, intent on abolishing the anti-harassment procedures within the state's election manual, has seen a significant transition. The small Arizona law firm previously representing the case has stepped down, replaced by the Arizona office of a D.C. firm, reputed for their strong GOP connections. Mark believes that this is a development worth watching, and I would have to agree. If we look at the involvement of lawyers in facilitating Trump's persistent election denialism, let's remember the subsequent threats faced by election officials and forthcoming potential obstacles for voters in 2024. The lawyers who have stood by Team Trump during the chaos of 2020, surviving disbarment and indictments, are telling. This development in Arizona is disturbing. This isn't a case being handled by another small firm, but by one of the most prominent Republican law firms nationwide. Not considered a traditional Trump law firm, but they've jumped board. It begs the question, why invest resources into this case? For Republicans, what's the advantage in persisting with these harassment provisions? Mark believes they've come to recognize there's no place left in the Republican Party unless you're on Team Trump and part of the election denial movement. There's another crucial aspect to consider: the nature of the litigation. We've already seen a series of lawsuits targeting laws intended to protect election workers from harassment. It's the states responding to an unprecedented wave of harassment, passing laws to protect those doing their jobs. Who supports harassing election officials? Supporters of Donald Trump, seemingly. Even more disconcerting is Donald Trump setting a concerning behavioral precedent by harassing witnesses in his criminal trial, spreading lies about the judge and his family, by violating court gag orders. Trump is effectively demonstrating that thuggish intimidation is not only tolerable, but encouraged within the Republican Party. We can also consider the potential implications of the lawsuit that seeks to dismantle Arizona's election process manual. This document is fundamental to the administrative operation of elections, providing critical instructions for conducting polls smoothly and effectively. By attacking this procedure manual, Republicans are aiming to create havoc, which they can then use to claim the elections aren't working, granting them free rein to implement their calculated solutions for their benefit. This event signifies a chilling reality. Republicans are preparing to make the 2024 elections harder to vote and easier to cheat. If they succeed in undermining the election procedure manual, voting becomes more difficult and cheating easier. We must remain vigilant and continue to draw attention to these Republican strategies. Now let me direct your attention to a more global scope. The recent foreign aid bill, signed into law by President Biden, has been making news. Despite opposition from the far-right Republicans, the bill providing $95 billion to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan passed both chambers. Included in this bill is a potential ban on TikTok if ByteDance, the company behind the app, does not divest. This potential move could impact young users and worldwide free speech, creating a pivotal moment in international digital rights that we all should closely watch. Thank you for joining today's episode of Washington Watch. For more in-depth analysis on today's topics, please check out Democracy Watch and Pod Save America. And remember, it's on every one of us to stay informed and engaged. Until next time.
All right, folks. That's all the political news we have for today on Washington Watch. But before you go, there's one more favor we'd ask. If you're a regular listener and enjoy the show, consider leaving us a positive review on your favorite podcast platform. Reviews help us reach new listeners and build a strong community around Washington Watch. So, take a second after this episode and head over to your app. Let us know what you think. We appreciate your feedback and support. And that's it for today. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you tomorrow on Washington Watch.
To the issues with no filter in sight, from left to right, or put it all in plain sight. But remember, my friend.